This is part two of today's podcast covering stats of the game, predictions, and the latest headlines for the sports world. Let's rejoin Daryl Watts and Darren Watts as they do Double Take Sports Talk. Gentlemen, the floor is yours. Rivers is the third quarterback in NFL history to pass for at least 3,500 yards in 10 consecutive seasons, joining one Peyton Manning with 13 from 1998 until 2010, and Drew Brees, 13 also from 2005 up until now. Next, quarterback. Carolina Panthers quarterback Cam Newton has 62 yards. I'm sorry, Cam Newton had a 62-yard run to the Minnesota's 8-yard line to set up the game-winning touchdown in the Panthers' 31-24 win over the Vikings. Newton, who had 69 yards run in the Week 10, is the first quarterback in the Super Bowl era to have multiple 60-yard-plus yard rushes in a single season. Panthers running back Jonathan Stewart, who scored the game-winning touchdown on a 1-yard run with a minute 47 remaining in the game, rushed for 103 yards and 3 touchdowns on 16 carries. He is the second player in franchise history to rush for at least 100 yards and 3 touchdowns on a few within 20 carries. Next, Arizona Cardinals wide receiver Larry Fitzgerald had 44 receiving yards in the Cardinals' 12-7 win over the Tennessee Titans. Fitzgerald had 15,311 career receiving yards and surpassed one Randy Jean Moss with 15,292 yards to move into third place on the NFL's all-time receiving yards list. Only Pro Football Hall of Famer Jerry Rice with 22,895 and Terrell Owens with 15,934 have more career receiving yards in league history. Next, Chicago running back Jordan Howard rushed for 147 yards and 2 touchdowns in the Bears' 33-7 win at Cincinnati. Howard, who rushed for 1,313 yards as a rookie last year, had 1,032 yards this season. He is the first player in franchise history to rush for at least 1,000 yards in each of the first two NFL seasons. Bears rookie quarterback Mitchell Trubisky passed for 271 yards with a touchdown and added a 4-yard touchdown run in today's win. He is the first rookie quarterback in team history to pass with a passing touchdown, a rushing touchdown, a single game since Jim McMahon in 1982, which was December 5th of 1982. Next, Green Bay Packers defeated the Cleveland Browns 27-21 in overtime. I was for to say the Cleveland Cavaliers.
That's how I write too. That's how I write.
Green Bay wide receiver Devontae Adams had 2 touchdown catches and a 1-yard score with 17 seconds remaining in the fourth quarter in the game winning 25-yarder in overtime in the win. The Packers, who won on a 20-yard touchdown run by rookie Aaron Jones in overtime last week, has scored a rushing touchdown, a receiving touchdown in overtime in the same season for the first time in franchise history. Green Bay has won back-to-back games in overtime for the first time in team annals. That's very interesting. I don't know what that means, but I guess.
I don't know. Probably since the –
a record
Jesus
event,
time, I guess.
A record of events year by year.
Okay. Wow.
And lastly,
way off.
Yeah, that threw me off. It was like I have no idea what that was. And lastly, but not least, Kansas City rookie running back Kareem Hunt has 138 scrimmage yards, 116 rushing and 22 receiving, and a rushing touchdown. The Chiefs 26-15 win over Oakland. Hunt, who has 1,435 scrimmage yards, 1,046 rushing, and 389 receiving this season, the second rookie in franchise history with at least 1,400 scrimmage yards, joining Abner Haynes with 1,451 scrimmage yards in 1960. Ladies and gentlemen, that is stats for Week 14 in the NFL.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, here we go. What you need to know for week 15. We'll start this one off with the Pittsburgh Steelers. Wide receiver Antonio Brown has 9,886 receiving yards in his eight-year NFL career. Brown, who will play in his 115th career game on Sunday against New England, can tie Calvin Johnson with 115 for the fewest games to reach 10,000 receiving yards in NFL history. Also, Antonio Brown, who leads the NFL with 1,509 receiving yards and ties for second with 9 touchdown receptions, can become the first player in NFL history with at least 1,600 receiving yards and 10 touchdown catches in 3 different seasons, breaking a tie with Pro Football Hall of Famer Marvin Harrison. Brown also accomplished this feat in 2014 and 2015. All right, sorry about that. Moving on. No, sorry. With the touchdown catch on Sunday, Brown will record his 4th consecutive season with at least 1,200 receiving yards and 10 touchdown catches, tying Pro Football Hall of Famer Lance Allworth and Randy Moss for 3rd longest streak in NFL history. Moving on to the Carolina Panthers, quarterback Cam Newton leads all NFL quarterbacks with 585 rushing yards this season. Newton, who plays against Green Bay on Sunday, can tie Michael Vick with 4 for the most seasons with at least 600 rushing yards by a quarterback in NFL history. He also accomplished this feat in 2011, 2012, and 2015. Moving on, but staying with the Carolina Panthers, defensive end Julius Peppers has 9.5 sacks this season and is closing in on his 10th career season with at least 10 sacks. Peppers can join Pro Football Hall of Famers Bruce Smith with 13, the late Reggie White with 12, and Kevin Green with 10 as the only players in NFL history to have at least 10 seasons with 10-plus sacks. Moving on to the Seattle Seahawks. Quarterback Russell Wilson ranks 2nd in the NFL with 29 touchdown passes and is 2nd among NFL quarterbacks with 482 rushing yards. Wilson, who plays against Los Angeles Rams on Sunday, can become the first quarterback in NFL history with at least 30 touchdown passes and 500 rushing yards in multiple seasons, having also accomplished the feat in 2015. Randall Cunningham and Cam Newton are the only other quarterbacks to reach the marks in a single season. Moving on to the New Orleans Saints, wide receiver Michael Thomas, who had 92 receptions as a rookie last year, ranked 2nd in the NFC with 85 catches this season. Thomas, who faces the New York Jets this week, needs 5 receptions to join Odell Beckham Jr. as the only players in NFL history to have at least 90 catches in each of their first 2 NFL seasons. Odell Beckham Jr. from 2014 to 2016 reached 90-plus receptions in each of his first 3 NFL seasons.
This concludes part 2 of today's podcast. Stay tuned for part 3 of our podcast coming up next.